This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Malul, M-A-L-U-L, comma, Jacob, J-A-C-O-V. The date of birth, June 24, 1958. Date of evaluation, February 22, 2022. The referring physician, Dr. Hassan. The chief complaint, 63-year-old male seen for cardiovascular clearance. The HBI, the patient is a 63-year-old male who reports an episode of fall, May of 2021, period. The patient stated that he fell after tripping on low-profile organ, period. He fell forward, injuring his left shoulder, right hand, and further noted a whiplash cervical injury, period. He underwent surgery for the right hand approximately 5-6 months ago, period. In the interim, he developed constant pain in the neck, period. Pain on average is 6-7/10. Pain is worse on turning to the left side, lifting, pushing, or pulling, period. He reports associated numbness in the right arm, period. 2 days ago, he had subsequently developed left thumb numbness, period. He had been evaluated and on X-ray examination was found to have severe multi-level degenerative changes with the presence of ventral osteophytes, period. He was further noted to have antralisthesis at C4-5, retrolisthesis at C5-6, and disc-based collapse was most pronounced at C3-4, period. He was further noted to have loss of cervical lordosis, period. The patient had been evaluated and was felt to require surgery, period. He was further noted to have cervical myelopathy, and it was felt that he would require anterior cervical discectomy / fusion, period. The patient denies any symptoms of chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, or palpitations, period. The past medical history, hypertension, next number hypercholesterolemia, next number gouty arthritis, next number prostate enlargement, past surgical history, right rotator cuff tear, next number umbilical hernia, next number right hand surgery. Medications, lisinopril 5 milligrams daily, atorvastatin 10 milligrams HS, hydrocodone, acetaminophen 5/325 PRN, cyclobenzaprine 5 milligram tablet, period. Next number, hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligrams daily, next number, Colchicine, PRN. D, allergies, intolerance to allopurinol, family history, father with godly arthritis, social history, he is a smoker, he denies drug use, he notes rare alcohol use. D, review of systems, constitutional, he reports weight gain, skin, no color changes, itching or rash. Head, he has history of trauma to the head and neck. Eyes, he wears reading glasses. Ears, normal, no deafness or tinnitus. Oral cavity, unremarkable. Neck, he has stiffness, decreased range of motion. Respiratory, no cough or shortness of breath. Cardiac, he has history of palpitations and episode of tachycardia with heart rate 160 to 180. Gastrointestinal, no nausea, vomiting, hematochezia. He does have history of hemorrhoids. Genitourinary, no frequency, urgency, or dysuria. Psychiatric, he has insomnia, endocrine, he has prediabetes. The remainder of the review of systems is unremarkable. Physical examination, the vital signs, the blood pressure 143/75, pulse 84, respiratory rate 16, temperature 97.3, height 69 inches, weight 219.8 pounds. In general, he is a well-developed male who is alert-oriented and in no acute distress. The musculoskeletal examination, the right shoulder reveals decreased range of motion on abduction and external rotation. No significant tenderness is noted, period. The neck exam reveals tenderness on rotation and flexion, period. Data review, ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm of 79 beats per minute, period. There is right bundle branch block present, period. The impression, this is a 63-year-old male who is seen preoperatively, period. He is now scheduled for surgical treatment, period. He, as noted, will require treatment for cervical stenosis, period. He was found to have ongoing symptoms and required additional treatment. Of note, MRI data is to be reviewed, period. The patient will be requiring C3-C4, C4-5, C5-6, C6-7 ACDF, period, for diagnosis G95.9 using general anesthesia, period. He has evidence of hypertension. Blood pressure is relatively controlled, period. He has history of hypercholesterolemia, gouty arthritis, prostate enlargement, all of which appears stable, period. He is felt to be clinically stable for his procedure. He is cleared for same, period. Of note, ECG does demonstrate a bundle branch block, and patient does describe history of SVT with palpitations, period. However, he is clinically stable for his procedure and is currently stable for same. Dr. Wellington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.